Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Michigan's bottle deposit law has been on the books since 1976. It covers cans and bottles for carbonated beverages, soda or pop, beer, seltzer, and so on. The deposit is 10 cents, and that got national attention in 1996 during an episode of Seinfeld.
What is this MI 10 cents?
That's Michigan.
In Michigan, you get 10 cents.
10 cents?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean you get 5 cents here and 10 cents there? You could round up bottles here and run them out to Michigan
for the
difference.
No, that doesn't work.
Now a bill in the State House of Representatives would expand that law to include water and juice bottles. John Hoadley sponsored the bill. He represents the 60th House District, which covers Kalamazoo and parts of Portage and Kalamazoo Township. Representative Hoadley, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Michigan is one of the 10 states to have a bottle deposit law. Originally, one of the main goals was to decrease litter, and recycling the bottles and cans became more of a focus over the years. How effective has the law been in its current form?
Incredibly effective. There are estimates that 95 to 98% of the bottles that are eligible for a deposit are returned. This is literally saving tons of energy, tons of space in our landfill and on the, you know, trash on the side of our roads. So if we were to expand the current bottle deposit law, that would be a big win for Michigan.
Do you have any concerns about putting the onus of a deposit on people who are being forced to or feel forced to use bottled water as their primary drinking source? And in many cases, those people are not in an economic position to be able to afford to do that to begin with. And if you add $2.40 to a 24-bottle case of water, and then you're asking them in many cases to haul those bottles back to the store on public transportation, that's an additional burden on them, even if they're going to get the deposit back.
None of my colleagues would ever want to be in a position where we are denying people access to nutritional beverages, life-saving water. And that's why we're in the point where we're willing to take feedback on ways that we can make this work better. We shouldn't be having to choose between protecting the environment and providing clean drinking water. What we're seeing right now is zero action coming from the state on both of those issues.
On the episode of Seinfeld that we referenced at the start of the interview, Kramer and Newman were well aware that Michigan's bill is 10 cents when most states are 5. Stores collect deposits and pay them out, but what happens to deposits that no one claims?
So just to be clear, if the Seinfeld episode happened and you are bringing in a significant amount of bottles to defraud our system, that's actually illegal in Michigan. But here's what happens to unclaimed deposits. The margin that's left is used to both make additional grants, environmental grants, as well as to compensate retailers who, you know, take on the responsibility of collecting the recyclable materials.
At Michigan Radio, we have a project called Am I Curious? Listeners write in and ask questions, and we look into them and find the answers. And we've had a number of questions about the bottle deposit law. Listener Sheila McCormick wrote to us, and her question was, why are there still no return deposits on water bottles in Michigan right now?
The reason is, unfortunately, because of partisan gridlock and legislative delay. Folks like myself and others have been introducing bills that would expand the bottle deposit law for a number of sessions now. There has been no movement. But what we do know is the bottle deposit law works. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Let's just expand a program that's working to capture the bottles that people are using.
Representative Hoadley, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
John Hoadley represents Kalamazoo and parts of Portage and Kalamazoo Township. We asked the Michigan Retailers Association about the proposal to add a deposit to water and juice bottles. In a statement, the group said, quote, instead of expanding the bottle bill, the state should focus its efforts on persuading more people to recycle. We need a comprehensive statewide recycling program rather than placing the burden on grocers.